I think up until this point, I felt completely detached from this whole thing. I mean, living in New York, I remember when it first happened, Sally, you and I walked out of the building, we saw the column of smoke down 2nd Avenue. How I dealt with it was very much a detached interest in the military and the political dynamics that were unleashed as a result. My experience is very different from yours, Dave, when, you know, you had to speak with people that were immediately, you know, impacted by this whole thing. I read this article and Osama bin Laden's, you know, direct threats against my organization and the people I work with and for, and people I respect. All of a sudden, I'm realizing I was very naive or deliberately sort of misleading in how I chose to deal with it. My dad hasn't said anything, but I'm sure it would be a very pragmatic sort of approach. My mom tells me that I should eat well, which I think is hidden sort of code for don't go into any skyscrapers and watch public transit.
Well, my mom in particular has been... She's just like, move home, it's not worth it, and this and that. But my father has taken a more sort of pragmatic approach to the whole thing, that should something escalate, then, you know, make a decision at that time. But I think it's not even a question of leaving New York at this point. It's just more sort of a question of how we move forward, of coping, and just putting the pieces back together again. For me, at least, it was never a question of leaving. It's typically been a different brand of patriotism. Canada's has always been very strong, but very subdued, and very, very much rooted in pluralism, and in the States. I mean, I think especially as Canadians living in the States, everywhere you go, you see American flags, and we shall overcome. And it's not what I was raised on in terms of patriotism.
I was extremely pleased, especially where I live, to see the flags come out. Like, you know, it was a sense of community. It was like, okay, all the people that put the flags up were saying, yeah, you know, like, I need to do something. And it was just like some kind of made everyone seem to be together about it, you know, because like every place had a flag. But yeah, it is hollow. From the very beginning, I was thinking, like, how long is it going to last? How long are these people going to leave the flags out? You know, like, you're not supposed to leave flags out in the rain, but people were, you know, and all the flags and all the cars are all going to shreds. You know, how are they going to replace them when they take them down? Maybe not, you know. But my parents came down and whatnot. I invited them down. It was really nice to have them down, that's for sure. It was very calming.
I went up to Toronto just shortly afterwards, visiting people I don't actually know that well, some relatives, and I was shocked that they weren't immediately supportive of the U.S. This is something that really bothered me, because we talk so often about the brain drain. So many Canadians come to the U.S. to make money and see themselves as sojourners, and my experience here has shown that we can't be afforded that privilege anymore. I mean, we use the U.S. for its dollar value and its proximity and for its military strength to protect us so that we don't have to invest in some areas that we would otherwise have to. They're our neighbor, and we were not necessarily, you know, ideologically on par with them, even though we opened our airports up to the flights and whatever. I mean, that's a human response. For many of us, we've been here for a number of years, 3 to 5, I guess, and I have an allegiance to this place. I don't have an allegiance to the USA, but I'm allied with New York. It's my home. I think it would have been the same for any city I lived in and was attacked.